Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back to Double Indemnity, the podcast.
We talk about movies.
Yeah, we do talk about movies. I'm Emily Klaser.
I'm Jonathan Pyle.
It's been a busy day.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, we've had a lot going on. My sister just got married, and now we are back at our apartment and haven't really had a second to sit down or think. Thankfully, we chose a movie, though, for this week that we saw like a week ago or so, week and a half ago. Right?
Yeah.
So we didn't have to worry about watching the movie or anything, but definitely stressed, but totally worth it because the wedding was amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes. Congratulations to the Bernards.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have anything else to say? You're just absolutely satisfied with your response.
Love it.
Okie dokie, artichokies. So this week we're covering what movie?
65.
And if you want, we do have a letterbox that people can leave reviews or whatever they want on if they would like to, because we post the movie before we talk about it so other people can discuss with us.
Questions.
I don't think anybody left a comment. Somebody did like it, though, which I really appreciated. Thank you for the like.
Any questions, concerns?
Comments.
Compliments. Anything like that.
All of the above, except for maybe nothing aggressive would be appreciated.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But if you want to, just go for it.
Yeah. And also,
he's stopping you.
Also be prepared for spoilers. We're going to talk about a lot of the crazy things that happen in this podcast, not this podcast, in this movie, and it's going to get spoiled. So if you don't want it to get spoiled, I'm sorry, but it's going to.
Yes.
And I'm sorry if I sound frazzled. I'm frazzled.
We can all tell.
It's okay. Yeah. I think it's pretty obvious, but it doesn't take much to frazzle me. Yeah.
You're right. You're doing great.
Yeah. Okay, Jonathan, do you want to enter the movie?
Yeah, movie is 65. It's directed by Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Never even heard of them, to be honest.
I've never heard of them either.
They helped write A Quiet Place, and they've also...
Oh, I remember that, because I remember seeing on the poster it said, like,
really?
Producers or somebody from A Quiet Place, and I was like, oh, that's going to be really good.
Yeah, and the...
Because I thought John Krasinski wrote Quiet Place, so they must have just been like helpers.
Yeah, they
like
helped write it.
Like writers alongside John Krasinski.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That was its main
Well, I think
point.
John Krasinski carried The Quiet Place, because I don't think this was like very well written, honestly.
Yeah, that's true. And they also did a horror movie called Haunt.
Haunt.
Just like a bunch of kids going to like a... like a carnival, and like their worst fears come. Yeah.
It looks random.
Pretty random. And then a bunch of short films as well that I have not seen.
Wow. You go from like just being a writer on A Quiet Place gets you to be able to direct a movie with Adam Driver in it. It's crazy.
I know, right?
Our dog has joined us.
Hey, Beans. Anything to say?
Sorry. It's pretty quiet today.
The synopsis. An astronaut crash lands on a mysterious planet only to discover he's not alone. It's a pretty short synopsis, actually.
That was it?
That was
You
that
usually
was it.
Just read the letterbox ones, right?
This was IMDb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stars Adam Driver as Mills, as Emmy said in a previous podcast episode. Once you're in a space movie, you know you've made it.
Yep. Oh, Beans has found something very exciting outside.
Beans.
What were you saying?
Adam Driver as Mills. Ariana Greenblatt as Koa.
So Mills was like, who was Mills' character?
Mills' character is the astronaut that crash lands on the planet.
So he's the main astronaut guy. And then Koa is his like little like
companion,
the only other survivor, but she's like a child.
Yeah. And she speaks a different language than him.
Yeah, so they cannot communicate at all.
Yeah.
Which really just added so much tension to the movie.
Drama.
Drama.
Tension. Comedy. No. Stars Chloe Coleman as Naveen, as his daughter. mm-hmm. and Nika King as Alia, his wife. The only other thing I've seen her in is she is the mom in Euphoria.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I feel like I have seen the kid before, though.
I know.
She's definitely been in stuff before.
She was in Avatar, The Way of Water.
What? She was in Avatar? Which one was she?
Oh, let me see.
Was she...
It was a... Like a...
Wow, she made it big.
A really small character, I think.
Oh, but that's still pretty cool, being in Avatar Way of Water, just because it was such
like
a...
Yeah, she was just a random... or she was young Loak.
I don't remember who that was.
Me either.
There was a flashback, apparently, though, because there was a young version. I don't remember that.
I know, me either.
Well, that's cool, because I've definitely seen her before. Now, I don't think I remember her having a blue face. I, like, remember her human face. So she must have been in something else that I've seen.
Big Little Lies.
She's the kid in Big Little Lies, isn't she? She's one of the kids.
Yeah, but...
Isn't she the kid of the ex-husband and the yoga instructor?
Sky Carlson?
Isn't she the kid? Yes! I knew I recognized her from something. Yeah, so she's definitely done a lot of acting for a kid, at least. I mean,
she's in the new Dungeons & Dragons movie.
Okay, wow. She's like definitely made it big now.
Yeah.
Welcome to the big leagues. Okay. I don't think she's that great of an actress. Now, she was pretty good, though. She did cry in this really well. Like, she did. Those scenes were good. Like, there were a bunch of scenes where she, like, had videoed herself to send to her dad or something. And she cried in it, and she did really good.
She did do well.
Yeah.
The budget was $45 million. And the box office.
Is that
office,
a lot? Oh, wait. I'm ready for the box office because I feel like it's not going
to
be good.
Well, this is... this number is to be decided as well. I mean, I mean,
it's
a
just,
minimum because it is still in theaters.
Yeah.
But a box office was $49 million.
Just cut even?
Maybe not even.
But it's been out for weeks.
Because marketing isn't included in the budget.
Oh.
Not usually.
Marketing is not included in the budget.
Like advertising.
Why did I have to repeat that to understand what you said? Oh my gosh. Well, how much does marketing cost? So they definitely haven't cut even then.
Yeah, I don't know. Marketing can be...
I've seen ads for it.
Yeah, I saw a lot of ads for it. I don't know. Marketing can be anywhere from 10 to 15 million to 50 million.
Wow.
Depending on the movie.
Wow. So 10 million on the low side? That's crazy.
Oh, it could be lower than that, but I'm just saying like...
For like a big, big movie like that, probably?
Yeah, for this. This was like a medium-sized budget.
Okay, $45 million.
Yeah. I feel like anything over $30 million is like anything under $30 million budget is like an indie movie.
What?
But I don't know.
Well, I guess indie movies aren't like... Does indie stand for independent?
Yeah.
Oh.
Genius.
I really never put that together. I always thought indie meant like, you know...
Cool vibes.
Vibey.
Alternative.
Boosted vibes. And then I thought independent was like, oh, you pay for your own film.
I thought it was...
How do you get like $29 million to pay for your own film casually? Like you just get people to give you money?
Yeah, I don't know. Or you make a short film and then that short film wins an award and then you make a longer version of that short film.
That was what Whiplash did. Whiplash was really good.
Yeah, because that was a short film.
Oh, and then you get backing through it, and then people want to make your movie.
Yeah, but that is a very isolated case.
Okay. So then why would you say it as an example?
That's the only thing I could think of.
Okay.
Okay. My rating, I think, gave it 3 stars. Let me double check.
Really? That's pretty good.
Pretty good? That's like the lowest positive review I give.
Oh, you think I gave it a 2.
You gave it a 2?
A 2 out of 5, yeah.
Wow.
I just thought it was like so mediocre. Now, here's the thing. For me, I can watch a 2 and still enjoy it though. And I still enjoyed it. But I was also like kind of just bored the whole time.
True. Beans is getting...
Our dog is not. She's getting a little fidgety. Okay. Oh, is she going to lay down right there?
I think so.
Aw, is she going to go to sleep? Now you have no microphone.
I have limited my microphone.
She's sitting on your mic cord. Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay. Here we go.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Aw, she's being so sweet.
I know.
Good baby. Okay. So, yeah, I gave it a 2 just because I thought it was like...
Trash.
No, it just wasn't a good movie. Like, they had such a good actor And it could have been like a good story, but it was just so cliche. And like,
yeah, it was.
It was just like, why did you do that? Like, you didn't have to do that. Like, you just did it because, like, some of the things they did, I thought you just did that because that would be like the easy thing to write into the story, you know? Or like, that would be something that makes sense to come next. And like, oh, we need to have a couple more action scenes, you know, to like fit the bill. Like, they were just trying to fit the bill with the movie. And it was like, I just don't understand why people like, see, I enjoy movies like that, but I don't understand why people want to make movies like that. Like, oh, let's just make another one of these. Let's just keep adding on to the pile, you know?
You're right. Yeah. I don't get it either. It was very like contemporary. Is that the right word to use?
What would you mean by contemporary?
Or it was very overdone, cliche.
Redundant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would say it was redundant too.
In which the ways like the plot. Because
I feel like
out.
Contemporary is more like modern and a little bit new and unique. But also, I don't know. I'm really bad at English.
I think you're right.
I mean, honestly, most of the words that you know in English, you just learn because you hear other people say words and you're like in that context. And then you're like, I'm going to say it in that context too. That's how kids do it.
That's true.
So yeah, benevolent means you're a bad person. No. Full circle to the last episode.
Does not mean you're a bad person.
Or a mean person. I don't know.
Wise.
Whatever. Are you
ready? Wait, what did it mean again?
It means to be like kind.
Oh, kind, right.
But it seems like it would be like aggressive because it has like violent in it, basically. Like benevolent. Sounds like violent.
Balenciaga.
Okay, you ready to get into the plot?
Born.
Okay. So this movie starts out on a planet that is not Earth, and you get introduced to this family who's like super happy.
Did it say the planet's name?
The name of the planet, I have it written down somewhere. It's like called Samari or something.
Okay.
But I don't remember if they said the name of the planet or not, but you get introduced to a very loving family. And so there's Adam Driver, his kid, and then his wife. And Adam's name is Mills. And he's trying to convince his wife, Alia, that he has to go on a 2-year space expedition to earn enough money to save his daughter Naveen's life. And then you see his daughter, they have this bonding moment. She learns how to whistle.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when I was like, I don't think her acting is that good. And then
you suck, Chloe.
So basically all that they're really doing is like introducing that he is a part of like a middle class family, working family. And they also are exactly the same as humans, and they live in a capitalistic society.
Yeah.
So, yes. You know, even in space, you just can't escape. People want money.
Consumerism.
Mm-hmm. And sick kids should not just get health care, you know? You should have to pay for it.
I agree.
No. Kids shouldn't get sick. It's sad. But, yeah, I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. This kid is just going to die. In this super modernized space society.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah. So that's kind of their introduction to him. It was a very basic way to give you an emotional connection to him, which I appreciate because some movies don't even do that. Like some movies some movies literally just like,
they just
don't even try. And then you literally don't care about the characters. So at least they tried.
Which like, is okay sometimes.
They just checked the boxes though. Like, just because you check the boxes doesn't mean that the movie is going to fit the bill.
No, that's true. If it's like if it's like an action movie and it's meant to be an action movie, sometimes you don't need backstory. But in a movie where you're trying to convey like an emotional connection between two characters,
yeah,
it didn't do it very well.
I agree. Like, I wasn't super like bonded to the kid, and then some stuff happens later down the line that you're supposed to be like emotional about, and I was like, huh, saw that coming.
Yeah, you know? Miles away.
Yeah. So...
Or Mills away.
Mills Sorry. Away. Anyway. So then they cut to him being on a spaceship that is just straight whacking out, man. So like they're going through like a meteor belt and it's like the ship's gonna crash. And oh my gosh, so lucky they're extremely close to a planet that they can just land on. You know what I mean? That he could breathe on, survive, you know.
They can breathe, yeah, true.
So ironically, like directly next to a planet. And here's my thought process. Like, why would you put your plane or whatever the heck on a route that goes straight through a solar system? Because
they
would have to, like, when they're calculating their trajectories through that solar system, being our solar system, like that Earth is in with all of our planets, they would have to notice the trajectory of all of the planets that go around the sun and then make sure that when they're flying through our solar system, they don't accidentally run into Jupiter, run into Earth. Like, it's so stupid. Like you should see the solar system and go around it. So you're telling me they could figure out the trajectories of all these planets before they go through, but they had no idea there was a meteor belt?
I don't think they knew there was the meteor belt there.
Well, of course they didn't, because it smashed into their ship.
Yeah, they just came out of nowhere, you know? Things happen, you know?
Okay. I just like felt like this movie was such a mixture of like, ooh, high technology, like super, super like space age. And then like also like, this is the stupidest technology ever. Like, why is it doing this? This is useless.
That is right. That's funny.
It was so weird. I won't get into it later. There was something else I was like so annoyed by. Yeah, so they basically crash land on Earth. But thankfully, due to the plot armor demanding it, they landed on a planet that these aliens are somehow perfectly capable of inhabiting, and they can breathe, and the gravity is exactly the same as the gravity on their planet, so they can walk around just fine. Yes. Like, it's just kind of weird, and like, I don't know, it was a little unusual in my opinion.
Unusual.
And then also, if you think about it, this movie kind of like, off topic, but it kind of like, if this actually happened, you know, maybe if this was like a historical account, this could like totally break the theory of evolution, because it would mean humans on Earth might not have evolved from apes, but they actually evolved from settlers from the planet Samaras.
That's true.
Because they could have just come back later.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, get on this.
Neil, where are you? Stuff. How have you not noticed? You need to watch this movie. It's going to change the world.
It's more in depth than Interstellar.
I mean, the science is solid.
Sound.
Sound science.
Silence. Sorry.
Wait, silence?
Silence.
Science. Oh, stop it.
It's really hard to say.
So they crash on this planet. Of course, he is the only one who survives it because he was in the cockpit, which first off doesn't make sense, because don't they say on airplanes, if your plane crashes, the people in the cockpit are most likely to die?
That is true, but he was in the cockpit? Yeah, he was.
Yeah,
because
he was flying
the
plane. So
also, he was the only one awake, right?
Yeah, he was like the guy who was like the pilot. Yeah. He was the pilot of the ship. He was the only one awake. And so they crash. And you know what he does? The first thing he does is he goes and looks for people. And he can't find any of them because they're all dead. Because all the people in the cryo cribs.
Cryo sleep.
All the people in cryo chambers were basically flung out of the back of the ship when the ship broke in half.
Rip.
It was actually kind of sad seeing all them dead
like
bodies.
Oblivion in that way.
I don't remember the movie Oblivion. I'm just going to take your word for it.
So
at this point, he considers killing himself because of this. And in my opinion, that makes no sense, because he hasn't even tried to call for help yet. Like, what if he's only like, I don't know, like, why he wouldn't be able to call for help. Like, he didn't even try to. He was just like, I'm going to kill myself.
Was that after he tried to call for help?
I think so. I don't remember.
I feel like he tried to call for help and it didn't work. I don't know. I could be wrong.
I don't know.
But yes, you're right. The decision to just
instantly
end it all,
he's just going to kill himself.
Was
like,
a little fast.
And at this point, you know, you think his daughter is back home waiting for him and his wife is waiting for him. And I'm like, you're not even going to fight to get back to your family. Like, you're just going to kill yourself. Like, I don't know. It kind of bothered me.
Beans is bumbling.
Our puppy is bumbling about. But then he basically finds out that there's another person in cryosleep that survived because their little machine started working. And I'm like, what if the machine is broken? Like, this machine that's telling him, hey, there's somebody who's actually alive. They're not dead, you know? What if there were other people whose, like, cryopods broke and they were actually alive, but the machine didn't catch the signals from it, so it didn't say they were alive? Like, there could have been so many other survivors. He didn't even try that hard to see if anybody survived.
That's probably the only time in the movie he didn't try hard. Every other time, he tried pretty
Such
hard.
A try hard, you know what I mean? Yeah, so he does end up finding one person alive, though, and it's Koa. And she's like this 10-year-old who they don't speak the same language.
Fun fact, Koa in the Hawaiian language means warrior.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's a warrior.
I just think of the campfire, the
campsites. Oh, yeah, there's like a company that like has like campsites called Koa. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. You're right. That's true. So So yeah, once he finds her, somehow his machinery starts working, or he somehow puts effort into making it work. And he finds out that there's actually an escape pod that's only 15 kilometers away, which is like 9 miles away.
8 miles, yeah, around that.
Which it really shouldn't take that long to do a 9 mile hike. Like, you could probably do it in like 8 hours.
Yes, but also they were being attacked by dinosaurs.
They were. Well, it took them like 3 days to get there. So it I did. Was like, that's a little embarrassing. I mean, maybe they climbed mountains and stuff, but the only mountain they showed us was like 10 feet high. But somehow they got to the top of the mountain. I don't know. I'm just saying. The facts don't line up. So yeah, basically he tricks Koa into thinking that her parents are still alive and in cryosleep, and they're just at the top of that mountain where the ship is, so that he can get her to go to the ship with him so that they can escape.
Which is kind of screwed up.
Yeah, it was definitely screwed up. And I didn't understand the point of him lying to her, because this is the only time when, like, he isn't good with children. Like, because the rest of the movie, she's like a total booty head to him, and he's like super nice to her the whole time. But then for some reason he lies to her about the fact that her parents are dead. Like, why would he do that?
Because,
like, it was
because,
like,
the only thing he cared
seemed
about
like
was
a
getting
selfish idea
off of the earth and off of
but
the
he
planet.
Didn't care about getting off of the planet before. So now she's alive, but she has no idea if her family's dead. I don't know.
Because
it really bothered me that he lied to her. But I guess it was to build the tension in their relationship. Because they're going to build all this trust traveling across these 15 kilometers together. But she can't trust him because he lied to her about her parents being dead or something.
He wanted to get off the island after the fact because he discovered the other escape pod, the other ship. That's why he was so eager to get off beforehand. You didn't think there was any hope, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Basically, like, when he's communicating with Koa, he, like, teaches her a couple words in English so that they can, like, communicate while they're moving. But it really bothered me. That's just so many plot holes and, like, stupid writing, in my opinion, honestly, that was bothering me. But, like, he, like, taught her, like, silence is, like, shh, like, put your finger over your mouth, right?
Yeah.
But that is a very cultural thing. Like, we only know that that means silence because we were raised seeing that. Like, he just assumes that she knows what this means. Like, what if they didn't use that in her culture to be like, be quiet, you know?
Yeah, it was convenient for the plot.
Yeah, there were so many just like, it's convenient for the plot. And he was like, move. And he just goes like this with her hand. It's his hand. And I'm like, that looks like push, you know? Like, that looks like you would push something. And you're telling her this is move. And that means like, you know, run away or something. But she somehow just magically knows what it means when he says move.
That was really annoying when he said run instead of move.
Yes, there was one point when she had, like, she knew what move meant. He had said it before and she'd, like, gone. And there was one time when they were getting attacked and he's like, move. Or he doesn't say move. He says run. And she understands him and she runs. And I'm like, my dude, like, you don't know what the word run means. Like, he should have said move. It would have been so easy to write that into the plot. It just shows you that they weren't very intentionally writing this story. Like, they were just writing it and they didn't care how bad it was. And I'm not saying I could write a better story, but if you're going to make this movie, like, with this big of an actor, like,
I mean, yeah,
maybe try a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe they weren't going
the
for something really in depth too. And
why did Adam Driver do this movie? He only does good movies.
I don't know. He just wanted to.
I think the only reason this movie is getting any viewership is because he's in it, because I wouldn't have really cared that much about it if Adam Driver wasn't in it.
That's true. I don't count it against actors if they want to do, like, simple movies every now and then.
True. I do love a simple movie, honestly. I can't complain.
Yeah, like Matthew McConaughey doing, like, Magic Mike, or, like, I'm trying to think of other examples. Anyway.
Okay. Well, at this point, they start their journey traveling across the rugged terrain to get to the escape pod 15 kilometers away. And so, yeah, at this point, there's just lots of dinosaurs and there's lots of bonding. That's all you need to know.
Dinosaurs and bonding.
Yep, that's what it was. Dinosaurs obviously mean bonding.
I thought the CGI was pretty good.
You know what? The CGI was good. But at this point, your CGI has to be good because all CGI is good. Like, I bet you it's not that hard on, like, a CGI application to, like, download T-Rex. You know? I know nothing about CGI, so I might be wrong. But I would assume there's probably a lot of templates. And at this point, like, having bad CGI is, like, unacceptable. you know.
You're right. Yeah.
Like, true. I feel like it's just like an expectation now, not like, ooh, well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because like when Avatar came out originally, it was so good because there was nothing that had ever been that good, you know?
Yeah.
And it aged so well because it was so good. And I don't know. This didn't blow me away. It was just like, yeah, your dinosaurs better look real at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of has a soft spot for this Goyle, and they kind of become friends, and all these things happen, and
because it reminds him,
it's
of
just
his
so cute, and it does remind him of his daughter, and it almost feels like he's replacing his daughter, but
this
I don't know.
Movie
whatever.
Is just a like standard The Last of Us, literally.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Actually, it definitely is. See, I didn't watch The Last of Us, but everybody knows what it is. Like a father figure for a girl who doesn't have her father.
Yeah, yeah.
And zombies, of course. In this instance, instead of zombies, is dinosaurs.
They're interchangeable.
Yeah, basically the same thing. Yeah. So then at this point in the story, you find out that his daughter actually died of her disease while he was away.
I knew it the whole time.
The money didn't help it. She still passed away from her illness. And at this point, then you like are supposed to feel really sad because he went on this long journey to save her and she still died. And I'm like, not that sad about it because I knew it was going to happen.
You deserve to die, kid.
No, I'm just saying like, come on, my dudes. Like it was obvious they were going to do that. And it was such a basic ploy to like emotionally make you sad in the movie.
Yeah, it was.
And then he basically replaces his daughter with this girl. Comes home to his wife. Don't worry. We got a new one.
She's a lot cooler.
She doesn't talk either. No back talking from this one.
A lot easier to handle.
Mm-hmm. So that night, they spend the night in like a cave. And this is one of the parts where I was like so annoyed because I was like, are you kidding me? Couldn't think of anything smarter than this. So they had like, what do you call it?
Sensors?
Yes, sensors. They were like these little, they looked like little tiny like routers, like a mini router or something, you know, with a little antenna on the top.
Their internet was really good. Their internet was routers
fantastic.
Around them. Triangulate which way is the best.
Oh my God, high speed internet. Yeah, and it was so annoying because these little plastic things would like sense danger. I don't know what kind of danger.
Well,
I don't know how
movement.
It sensed danger, but it sensed it. And you know what you should do when you sense danger and movement? You should make loud beeping noises to alert everybody and then just draw the dangerous thing closer to you.
Well, it's supposed to be because you're sleeping.
Yeah, but I'm like, they could have done the way that you said that. Just to wake you up. You're trying to play devil's advocate, Jonathan. It's
not
working.
I am, and I'm good at it.
No, you're not.
I do it all the time. I am the devil. I'm the devil supporter.
Okay, that was too far.
That's true. I am not. Beans, what do you want?
Don't look at her. She'll get too excited. Yeah, so it starts making this loud sound, and of course it draws more attention to them and makes things worse. So
Fun fact, this is the third science fiction film, nothing to do with what you just said. Third science fiction film by Sony/Columbia Pictures to open with a spaceship being damaged by asteroids. First one is, actually, can you guess them?
Gravity?
No. One of them stars Will Smith.
Men in Black?
No. They've come out in the last like 10 years.
Can I have a hint?
It was Will Smith and his son.
Pursuit of Happiness.
After Earth?
I don't remember that. Oh yeah, After Earth. Okay.
And Passengers.
Passengers.
With Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence. Ooh,
Passengers. Like this, that was a good movie. I like that movie. Really? Though. That was a great movie.
I didn't like that movie. Actually, I haven't seen it. So,
what?
But the parts I have seen, I didn't like.
I really like it. I think it's great. That one was good.
It was good.
It's one of those movies I could watch over and over and over again, which means it wasn't so good that it really emotionally drained me and I actually had a connection, but it wasn't so bad that I was like bored and like frustrated like I was with 65. It was a good middle ground movie. And I just love the actors too. It was really good. Oh. Yeah, so also that night, Koa gets a bug in her mouth. Drama queen.
I don't know how that...
Don't they say you eat like an average of 10 bugs a year accidentally?
Is that a thing?
Like, come on, Koa. One bug? I'm about to quote Jonathan. These are rookie numbers. We need to bump them up. You say that all the time.
I do, because it's Matthew McConaughey in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, but it was a big bug, and they killed it.
It was gross. And it was right at the time when like a dinosaur was approaching. They did that a lot. Like when Adam Driver fell from the tree and he dislocated his shoulder.
Perfect time for a dinosaur, right?
Only enough time to dislocate his shoulder so we could shoot it.
Mm-hmm. And also for her to understand what run means. That all happened in
also
that
for
instance.
Her to understand how to to put his shoulder back.
I know, she knew how to like undislocate his shoulder, relocate. Locating
here, going over here.
Locating. Rerouting
routers.
They should have used the routers. Oh, gosh. Also, that night, he finds out that there is a meteor that's about to hit Earth and destroy it. And I'm like, my dudes,
what
you're
luck.
Telling me the one time someone crash lands on Earth is like 24 hours before the most catastrophic, like, ever thing to happen in the history of, like, Earth?
It's pretty hilarious, honestly.
It's honestly ridiculous.
Pretty
Beans.
Ironic.
Maybe you should put the blanket in your lap so she can
Beans
lay on it.
Beans is a little dinosaur, honestly.
She is a little bit of a dinosaur.
Fun fact. The warning sound made by the ship's computer just after the crash was first used 70 years ago as a sound effect for the Martian walkers in 1953 War of the Worlds.
Could you recreate that sound for me? I don't remember it.
I know I can't.
Come on, just try it. You don't remember?
No, I don't. I really don't remember at
well,
all.
That's not a very good fun fact, Jonathan.
But I thought it was interesting. It's used before. And this film was shot in 40 days as compared to
what?
The Jurassic World movies, which have over 100 days of filming.
40 days? That is so fast.
It's really fast. Can you guess where it was filmed?
Oh, I would assume like where the actual asteroid hit the Earth. I'm going to say Georgia.
Good guess. Louisiana.
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 Isn't Georgia like the cheapest place to film? They have great like
tax
nature stuff
benefits.
There. They could have done it there.
They have great nature stuff.
They
I go tax benefits.
Well, it would have like fit the bill. Like they could have shot it there. And also, yes, they do have a lot of tax benefits there.
True.
That's what I meant. Like I know they shoot a lot of movies there, but I'm saying it's good to shoot movies and they have nature stuff.
I love nature stuff.
I should really be the one making decisions here about where to shoot your movies, everybody. Yeah, so he, at some point, a T-Rex attacks them in the cave, as Jonathan was saying. And it's not happy with them at all. It's very upset, actually. So they run deep into the cave to try to escape the T-Rex, and they get stuck. As in they just didn't want to turn around. So instead of trying to turn around and go back later and just wait out the dinosaur getting bored and leaving, they decide that they are stuck in the cave forever and they can't get out.
That was a little weird the way they didn't try to go back at least.
It was so stupid. He literally was freaking out, like trying to dig through a stone wall and tries to blow up the stone wall, which could have blown them up, instead of just turning around and going back. It was so frustrating.
Yeah, but they're also
and then
the
girl,
like night crawler, like dinosaurs in the dark in the caves too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go in caves, kids. That's what we're trying to say. There's dinosaurs in there,
especially in Thailand.
Moving on.
Louisiana.
So they are basically trying to dig through the stone. And at some point, the girl is like really mad at him and she is yelling at him. And I'm honestly like, my girl, this scene makes me question wanting to have children because she was yelling at him and she was so annoying. Like she was to the point where like I couldn't even handle it in the theater, yeah. The way she was yelling at him. And also I was like, you're not a good actress. but he handles it really well. And he's really sweet to her.
Because he's Adam Driver.
Because he's Adam Driver.
And
he's
cool.
Is driving.
He's driving.
Yes.
He's going to be driving in the next movie he's in.
Drive? Drive 2?
They did Drive 2 with Adam. Can't
what
Ryan
movie is
Gosling.
He in next?
He's doing, well, he's not actually, well, maybe not he's driving, but he's playing Enzo Ferrari.
Oh my God, that's going to be great.
I know.
That's going to be
so
great.
The same guy who did Heat.
Oh, wow. You're going to love that. Yeah. That's going to be a good movie, actually. So yeah, he ends up making a tiny hole in the wall and Ko is able to slide through, but then when he tries to get out, the wall closes in.
Yeah.
But thankfully he gave her all of his bombs before she left.
And then she used all the bombs.
She used all the bombs to kill one dinosaur for protection. And I'm just like, are you freaking kidding me? So yeah, he decides after this happens that he's just going to walk out of the cave. You know? Like a
Wait,
normal
did,
person.
He goes back.
He literally just walks out of the cave.
Right, he did.
Yeah. So glad they went through all that drama for literally no reason. So at this point, the two are separated and they are fending for themselves. And she uses all her tiny bombs to explode a tiny dinosaur.
I like the way she killed the dinosaur, though. It was smart.
Yeah, I guess so. It was fine. Also, I would totally have done it better.
In every dinosaur movie, there has to be a scene where characters in a hollowed out log. It's just the law.
Is it really?
It's happened in like every dinosaur.
Okay, name all of them.
Jurassic Park, Jurassic Park 2, Jurassic Park 3, The Lost World, Jurassic World, Jurassic World, The Lost Kingdom.
I don't remember these log scenes. I think you're just naming dinosaur movies right now.
Jurassic World Dominion.
How do you know there was a log in it?
There's always a hollowed out log.
I don't believe
always.
You. Like, I actively don't believe you.
It's just a trope, and it's overdone.
What is a trope?
Trope is just like, it's like something that is done a lot in this particular context, in a particular context.
Yeah. So tropey. So, after this whole debacle, they end up finding the ship. And I'm like, girl, you know what I know yet, because the computer said they still have hours until the meteor hits. And I'm like, you know, they aren't going to miss out on the opportunity of having the anticipation of escaping mere seconds from when the meteor hits.
For sure.
You're literally just sitting there like, okay, what's going to happen now? You're literally at the ship and you guys just find some way to fuck it up still, you know? And they did, of course. So she finds out that her parents aren't there. Surprise, surprise. And she's super mad at Mills. But don't worry. They bond over the fact that his daughter died and her parents died somehow without being able to communicate with each other at all or talking.
Well done. If anybody can do it.
Adam Driver could do it. You're right, actually. He just, you know, it was all in the smize. Do you know what a smize is?
A smize?
You never watched America's Next Top Model? Cool.
Yeah, I feel like people could assume that anyway.
America's Next Top Model is like a fantastic show where people go and they like compete to be the best model and you have to learn how to smize, which is smile with your eyes. And they would always go up and like do like smize, smize. And then they would be like, yeah, you're doing it. No, you're not. And then I would literally
smize.
Not be able to tell the difference between anything that they were doing.
I feel like I would just get it mixed up with surmise.
What is that?
It means like, oh, like he surmised this.
Thank you so much for that explanation, Jonathan. Totally.
I'm just a
totally cleared everything up.
Thesaurus.
Okay.
It's a dinosaur movie.
So basically, they do find the escape pod, and sadly, there's a bunch of meteor chunks flying on the earth because there's a giant
meteor
coming.
Chunks.
I love it, chunky. And so it knocks their ship off of a cliff and it lands
upside down.
So they can't take off.
And you know from the beginning that the dinosaurs are going to flip it back up.
I know. Like such a super helpful T-Rex. Like they were really just there because the T-Rexes show up.
What
and they
guy.
Were just there to help them, you know?
What a guy.
Yeah.
Man of means.
What a man of means. He uses his power and his strength for the greater good. Mm-hmm. We should all take a tip from this T-Rex.
Yeah. Yeah, being.
Mm-hmm. So basically the T-Rex flips it upside down. They have this dramatic loving moment and they survive. yeah. Oh, but actually there was also a scene with a geyser blast that killed the T-Rex because he was running around with him for a while.
Yeah, no, Mills's greatest enemy was water in the whole movie.
Mills? Oh, yeah.
The geyser.
True. He also got sucked into like a mud pit, like a quicksand pit. I forgot to talk about that. I forgot that part.
That's true. Fun fact, as a Marine, this is the first in Adam Driver's film career where he utilizes his weapons training from his old career.
How did he utilize weapons training? With just having a gun?
Yeah, like his, yeah, how to hold an assault rifle and how to use it.
Well, he didn't really have to use it because it wasn't a real gun, and
okay,
I didn't.
Okay, but it's natural, you know. If you've done it before, then you can do it again.
It is cool that he was a Marine, though. He's like, I love it when actors have. I know his TED talk is really good. I love it when actors like actually have like real lives before they're actors. You know.
Me too.
I was almost gonna say it humidifies them.
It's so sticky.
It humanizes them. That's what I was trying to say.
Also, I will say the sound design in this movie was very well done.
Yeah. I think the one thing that I liked about this movie the best was like at the end credits, they like showed the scene where the earth like exploded from the bomb. And then they show it like going through different seasons and development. And then it like turns into a big city in the end. And it's like the world goes on.
Oh, I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah. I liked that. I thought that was cute.
Anyway, yeah, that's 65.
That's 65, my dudes. Honestly, that was a pretty quick one, but also we do have somewhere we need to be in 15 minutes.
Honestly, I wouldn't have anything else to say about it.
I don't have anything else to say about it, too, honestly. Overall, like, it's an enjoyable watch, and I think it's worth it if you want to sit down and enjoy some popcorn. But, you know, I think the biggest thing you can come out of this movie with is, like, you know, some fun conversation
Children
about all
useless.
The plot holes. Yeah, yes, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Children are useless. So actually we don't know what movie we're doing for next week on the podcast. We can do the John Wick movie.
That's true, but
are there any movies that came out like recently that you wanted to talk about that like weren't super recent?
There's the Dungeons and Dragons movie we could see this weekend.
Are there any like yeah, I'm fine with that. Okay, our dog is upset. I think it's time to go. We're gonna do the Dungeons and Dragon movie.
Goodbye.
Bye.